This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents The Forgotten Girl by India Hill Brown, read by Imani Parks. Chapter 1. Iris's nightmares terrified her, especially the ones when she couldn't tell if she was dreaming or not, when she was barely awake but not quite asleep, frozen to her bed, unable to move as monsters crept from the shadows in her room, walking toward her until she squeezed her eyes shut and hastily thought of a prayer. When that happens, the witch is riding your back, Daniel's grandmother Sugar would say every time she recounted a dream. To stop them, you have to put a broom under your bed, so she'll ride that instead and let you go. Everyone else wrote it off as another one of Sugar's old superstitions, but Iris so wished her parents would let her keep a broom under her bed, at least for one night. Instead, she just slept with a nightlight, even though she felt too old for that. Her nightmares were what made her afraid of the dark. Well, not exactly afraid. She just didn't like how unsure the dark was. The way you had to make your best guess. Was that a person standing over her bed? Or was it her lamp? An animal eyeing her? Or a pile of dirty clothes?